Today, Malaysia Airlines announced it would lay off 6,000 workers and pare back its global network of flights as the company tries to recover from what we know is an understatement, a difficult year. Two of its airliners crashed, one, of course, yet to be found in the southern Indian Ocean, the other shot down by a missile in eastern Ukraine. But will this nearly $2 billion restructuring be enough to save the airline? Here now is Peter O'Dowd is with us for more. And Peter, just how much has these recent crashes been a part of the airline's trouble?
There's no doubt it has something to do with it, perhaps a big part of it. The airline acknowledged just how difficult this year has been. The reputation has really taken a hit. After the first crash, passenger loads really fell. Planes were about 68% full after that. Airline officials said, you know, conditions started to improve. They were starting to see signs of growth again. But then Ukraine happened. And so this is certainly a problem here. You've seen pictures that passengers have taken on these airplanes, just row after row of empty seats. Employee morale also very low.
Well, but the airline's trouble goes even further than what's happened this past year.
It's important to remember that. One of the airline's directors said that these cuts were a result of a perfect storm. For years now, the airline has struggled with inefficiencies. It's been a big legacy airline. And that's what Robert Mann told me today. He's an airline analyst. He says the airline's losing $1 million a day. If you look at it this way, a competitive airline, Mann says, is going to have about 110 employees per aircraft. But Malaysia Airlines has more like 170 employees per aircraft.
Oh, so not well managed.
Maybe. No, I mean, it's expensive. Plus, he says it comes down to the types of planes that the airline is using.
The fleet is a very large gauge fleet, meaning many seats per individual aircraft, A380s, 777s, 747s. It's a large average aircraft size for the mission. And that often means that you have to fill up with very, very low fare business.
And that brings up another important point here. The part of the world where Malaysia Airlines is flying is just full of these burgeoning low-cost carriers. And Mann says that those airlines are growing faster than in any other part of the globe. So this big legacy airliner, Malaysia Airlines, has these big, comfortable planes, then they really just kind of need to rethink what they're doing in a way.
And so how do you think that'll play out? What is next for the company?
Well, even airline officials said that success is not a guarantee. The company is majority owned by the government. It's headed towards being entirely state-run because the airline's going to be delisted from the Malaysian Stock Exchange quite soon. But fundamentally, the question is going to be, can the leadership pare down the airline to make it more efficient than it is right now?
Well, meanwhile, Peter, it's been almost 6 months. Anything new on missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370?
Yeah, it's been incredible. The mystery continues. There's been new information out just recently that shows information from satellite phones means the plane may be further south than originally thought. Underwater missions will be resuming here in just a couple weeks.
Here now is Peter O'Dowd with the latest on Malaysia Airlines, which has announced it's cutting back on workers and flights. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.